happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, we meet again. You're the best. Thanks for taking my phone call. Yeah. I just want to give everyone something to think about. Okay? I know it's harder and more difficult to make people laugh with the administration we have here. If I didn't know better, I would say Joe Biden is a genius, but I know he's stupid because he's putting an act on that maybe he could, claim some kind of mental illness so he doesn't go to jail, him and his son. This is what I want to say. We have an exchange program with China. We may as well make the best of it. They're sending us the smartest and brightest students. Why don't we start sending them our troublemakers so they can learn how to make sneakers? They don't want to burn... I know it's not constitutional, I hope people have a sense of humor, but you know what? I really wish we could get together and rewrite the thing from beginning to end. I know that's not possible, but I would be right there. I'm not Thomas Jefferson, but I would love to rewrite the Constitution so we can do some things like that.
Hey,
at least give it a chance. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. Let's see. They send us their best and brightest. We send us the dumbest and most out of control kids right from the CCSD. I'm not saying don't do it. You know, are the Chinese, dumb enough to, accept those kids? Probably not. In case you are wondering, the Women's Health Protection Act, which would have codified Roe v. Wade, failed in the United States Senate. 49-51, Joe Manchin voted with the Republicans on the no side. He was the margin of defeat. Ooh, I bet you they hate Joe Manchin. Ooh, I bet you they hate him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll get a chance to visit with Stavros Anthony, and we'll find out what he's up to running for lieutenant governor. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
My name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate fell far short Wednesday in a rushed effort toward enshrining Roe v. Wade into federal law. Democrats had tried to quickly push the legislation through. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said senators have a stark choice.
Stand with women to protect their freedoms, or stand with MAGA Republicans and take our country into a dark and repressive future.
But Senate Minority Whip John Thune says the Democrats are not actually trying to codify Roe v. Wade.
Rather, they're attempting to codify the most extreme views of the extreme pro-abortion lobby. Make no mistake about it.
Democrats did not have the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster. The final vote was 51 to 49. Consumer prices jumped 8.3% last month from a year ago. The government, according to the government, excluding the volatile food and energy categories, so-called core prices jumped twice as much from March to April as they did the previous month. Inflation could remain high well into 2023. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says crushing inflation is just one of the crises Republicans can lay at President Biden's doorstep.
A border crisis, an inflation crisis, a gas crisis, foreign policy crisis from Afghanistan down, encouraging the brutal dictators like Putin to go out and do things that they surely would have never thought of doing under Donald Trump. Our country and the world is weaker because of Joe Biden's reckless actions. That's what we're fighting.
Wall Street also didn't find the consumer price numbers encouraging. The Dow was down by 326 points, the NASDAQ dropping by 373, the S&P 500 lower by 65, oil up to $105.71 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A former Clark County School District substitute teacher was arrested after pulling a knife out of his bag to show a student, according to an arrest report. 22-year-old Aaron Bronley was arrested Thursday and faces two gross misdemeanor charges related to possessing a dangerous weapon on school property. School police responded to Shadow Ridge High School, and they were told by the assistant principal that Bronley had pulled the knife out in class, according to the report. Bronley initially told police that he had a knife in his bag and pulled out a large knife in a black holder, as well as a smaller pocket knife. He was not initially arrested, but according to reports, investigators later determined that the knife constituted dangerous property and took Bronley into custody at his residence. Guitar great Carlos Santana is extending his jam session at Mandalay Bay. The rock legend is adding 16 dates to his House of Blues residency, with new shows scheduled for September and November. Now, tickets for the added dates, they go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Santana, of course, is celebrating his 10th anniversary at the House of Blues this month, while also enjoying success at his latest release, Blessings and Miracles.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, those lane restrictions on the 515 continue to slow things down there both directions between Main and Eastern. Also, overnight road work on Interstate 515 westbound between Las Vegas Boulevard and Interstate 15. That road closes at 11 p.m. tonight.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We have been talking about the midterm elections for months now, and it's right on top of us. In fact, May 28th is the start of early voting. We've got mail-in ballots that are going to be going out in a week or so. We've got sample ballots that are already on their way to a lot of you. And somebody that's going to be on that ballot is Stavros Anthony. He's a Las Vegas City Councilman and a Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and he joins us. Stavros, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Great to be with you.
Tell me what the difference is running for a city council seat in a ward and running statewide for Lieutenant Governor.
I tell you, it's massive. I mean, when you're running in a ward, there's probably 100,000 people that live in the ward. You can go knock on doors on a daily basis. You can visit businesses on a daily basis. So it's a lot different running in the state of Nevada, especially how big the state is geographically and how much land there is between our towns. So it takes a while to get around the state of Nevada. But, you know, the good news is I get to talk to folks in Gardnerville and Fallon and Fernley and Winnemucca and Lovelock and Tonopah and Ely, Caliente, all the way down to Laughlin. These are some great Americans that live in these smaller towns, and they're just, it's fun to talk to them and find out what's important to them and how I should work for them as Lieutenant Governor. So it's great to travel around the state and see such wonderful towns. Everybody in the state of Nevada should take an opportunity to travel around the state and talk to folks in Lovelock. It's really it's a lot of fun.
Do you notice that what resonates in northern Nevada maybe doesn't play as well in the rurals, doesn't play as well as in southern Nevada? Can you talk a little bit about the differences on what people want depending on where they live?
You know, it really is the same for our conservative Republicans all over the state. They want a government that takes care of business in certain areas like public safety and transportation and making sure our veterans are supported and our small businesses are supported. And the rest of the time, they want the government to leave them alone and let them get on with their lives. So this is really what I hear from Republicans all over the state, whether it's in Elko or whether it's in the city of Las Vegas, they just see a government that is overreaching, whether it's our governor and these emergency powers that he thinks he has, or the federal government, or even local government. They want the government to take care of business in areas that they're responsible for, and the rest of the time just let them live their lives.
May 20th, the governor's going to give up some of those, well, supposedly all of those emergency powers. We'll find out what he actually does. Is it too little, too late? Should he have done this a lot earlier?
Absolutely. First of all, what's the magic day, May 20th? What's going on that day that he has to keep extending it to then? That
it's eight days before early voting, I think, is the way it's best explained.
Oh, okay. That is a good explanation. You know, maybe he could have used his emergency powers for the first 2 weeks or 30 days during the COVID 2 years ago. But after that, it was absolutely becoming a dictatorship. This is what the founding fathers fought for, is to not have elected officials, government officials, using tyrannical powers to control us. So when I'm the lieutenant governor and the president of the Senate, I'm going to work with our legislature and our governor to rein in these emergency powers so this never happens again. And I'm confident we're going to be able to do that.
Should we put a date certain that within 30 days a governor has to go back to the legislature and re-up, so to speak, as far as these emergency powers?
Yes, that's exactly. We should sit down and discuss what happened the last 2 years and why it should never happen again, and what should be put in place to make sure it doesn't happen again. And if we need to talk about a certain time period where they have to go to the legislature, then I think that's a great idea. So those are the things that we need to discuss. And if the Republicans take back the legislature and the governorship and the lieutenant governorship, I plan on working with these folks to make sure that happens.
Explain what it is that the lieutenant governor does.
You know, that, Kevin, that's a great question. Everybody asks me that. And I actually I had to look it up when I was thinking about running for lieutenant governor. And the reason why I ran for lieutenant governor is because everything that the lieutenant governor is responsible for, I have experience in. In fact, I'm the only candidate running for lieutenant governor that has experience in every single responsibility that lieutenant governor is responsible for. So number one is the chair of the Tourism Commission. So the lieutenant governor is responsible for promoting tourism, and I've been doing that on the city council, Las Vegas City Council, for the last 12 years. The lieutenant governor is the vice chair of the Transportation Commission, and I'm currently on the Regional Transportation Commission. And I was the police captain for the traffic bureau at Metro, so I have experience there. The lieutenant governor is responsible for the small business advocacy department, and I've been supporting small businesses on the Las Vegas City Council by reducing taxes and fees and licensing requirements. And then finally, lieutenant governor is responsible for Homeland Security, so I have 29 years experience as a police captain with Metro when it comes to Homeland Security. So you're not going to find another person running for lieutenant governor that has the experience that I have. So I can hit the ground running day one as Nevada's next lieutenant governor. Anyone else that takes that seat is going to have a steep learning curve.
Stavros, why did you go after this office? Why this particular office? Why now?
Well, the reason is because it fits my experience perfectly. I mean, I've been for the last 40 years, I've been supporting small businesses or Homeland Security or tourism. So it's exactly what I've been doing for the last 4 years as a resident of Nevada, and it's really a perfect time for me because I'm in a position where I can take that experience and use it to the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor. And tell you the truth, the last 4 years, our current lieutenant governors have done nothing for small businesses, have done nothing for tourism, have done zero when it comes to transportation or homeland security, and this is nonsense. So we need somebody like me that can start working on these responsibilities because they are important. I mean, homeland security is a big deal for this state, and I'm the only one with the experience to do it. So that's why I'm running for this particular office. And, you know, that's really been my life as public service. And I want to continue my public service. And I'm asking the residents of Nevada to put me in that position.
I want to ask you, because this is important stuff. Obviously, you've been to all 17 counties. You've talked to voters. You've talked to other state leaders. And I want to ask you about kind of to give us your state of the state address. And I'll give you a couple of minutes to do it, of where we are as a state. And where are the areas that we need to improve upon as a state? Can you give us your state of the state?
The people in the state are very, very upset about what's been going on the last 2 years. They've seen a government that has been in overreach, a government, whether it's on a federal level or on a state level, that is spending way too much money. Getting involved in issues that they don't have any business getting involved in. They're really the number one philosophy of people in the state of Nevada is they want to get back to a limited form of government where the government is taking responsibility for the things that they are supposed to take responsibility for, like public safety and transportation and schools. And some of these areas they think the government is doing a terrible job in. For example, they think our school system should be completely revamped and allow parents to have a choice as far as where to send their kids to school. The money needs to follow the students. So they see a government that is in overreach, and they see a government that is doing a terrible job in certain areas, and they want to get people elected that will turn this around. And I believe that that the residents believe that it's constitutional conservatives like me that are the ones that are going to turn the state around and get it back to where it should be and was really at one time.
I know all of us are afraid of Biden inflation, a possible recession on the way. And I guess I got to ask you, is there a state responsibility? Is there a state role to play to fight Biden inflation?
Well, that's difficult because the federal government is spending so much money. But what we need is Nevada to send Republican constitutional conservatives to the legislature in Washington D.C. and we need Nevadans to send constitutional conservatives to Carson City because we need to get our own state in shape when it comes to fiscal responsibility, when it comes to reducing licensing requirements for small businesses, to get rid of the emergency powers of a governor so they can't destroy small businesses like they have in the last couple of years. So we need to get people elected that are going to get in there and fight for schools and parents and making sure that they can send their kids to the school that they want to. So we can do our part in the state of Nevada, but we can also do our part by sending good congressional and Senate candidates to Washington, D.C. to fight this president for the next 2 years.
Stavros, if people want to help you, if they want to help your campaign, how do they do it?
Well, my email is StavrosAnthony at gmail.com, StavrosAnthony at gmail.com, and my website is www.StavrosForNevada.com, so you can go there and donate or volunteer. And all I can tell everybody is I would appreciate your support for Lieutenant Governor. If you go to Greece, everyone's first name is Stavros. Here in Nevada, I am the only one. So all you need to remember is StavrosForNevada.com.
I love that. That's a good way of putting it. Stavros, be safe out there on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
All right, you're a great American, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman and a Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. It doesn't sound like an important job, but it is because you preside over the state Senate and you essentially, you kind of run the place. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences. And those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is so pathetic listening to the president, whether it be outside of Chicago on a farm or whether it be yesterday at the White House. The president has no clue. When you ask him, do you bear responsibility? Do your policies bear responsibility for this horrible, horrible economy? He says, it's not me. It's just not me. sometimes it's interesting to get an outside perspective. And that's what we do today with Charles Payne. If you don't know who Charles Payne is, he is the Fox Business guy. Really, really good dude. I think I've interviewed him once, maybe twice, over the course of years. But he was on with John Roberts yesterday.